Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you all for joining us for another Bible study for Waters of Everlasting Life. Tonight we're going to be talking about being wise and not foolish, because it's very needful for us as saints to be discerning in this hour and to use our spiritual eyes to understand, first of all, the Word of God. Second of all, to know how to apply it in our behavior, in our speech, so that we become such a light to the world that we do not need to tell anyone who we represent. Pastor Marshbanks will get us going tonight and navigating us through some scriptures. If this is your first time joining us, we usually have links to the scriptures on the very bottom of the screen if you're accessing us on laptop or your iPhones. Or your desktop. If you're talking with us or listening to the show by dialing in, you won't see those particular scriptures, but we will make sure we repeat them during the broadcast, during the Bible study. And anytime anyone has a question outside the time limit that we're on and you have not been able to get in contact with us live, make sure on the screen you should see a number on the flyer. You can call me directly. Even if you need prayer and intercession and you have something you want to lay on the altar, give us a call. We want to be available for the body of Christ that needs a word from God, that needs guidance, that needs covering, and needs to be in contact with the body of Christ. So we definitely want to be here for the saints at Waters of Everlasting Life. And again, we thank you all for joining us for this Bible study. I want to say hello to our prayer partner, Mother Collins, and our ministry partner. Good evening, Mother Collins.
Good evening. How you doing?
I am great. Are you ready for a powerful word of God tonight?
Yes, ma'am. Waiting.
All right. And I want to say hello to the Harris family, my family. Hello, Mom. Hello, brothers, elders.
Hello.
Hello, Minister Bowman. How are you doing?
Doing good. Y'all ready for a powerful night?
Been waiting. We ready.
Yes,
ready.
Okay. Pastor, how are you this evening?
I am doing well. I am ready for the study.
Yes, yes. We're going to go ahead and pray, and we thank the Lord for those that are joining us now. And I know I got some text messages from those that will listen either by phone, laptop, so they won't be visible in the queue, but they are online. And then I have some that will listen to the broadcast later into the Bible study thereafter. They may have some other prior appointment. So we want to be mindful of all the saints that are joining us and that are keeping us before the Lord in prayer as this ministry goes forward. God, we thank you for this beautiful Friday night that you have awakened us to see. It's a day we've never seen before, Lord, and we want to command our day and night, Lord, that the message that goes forward tonight is illuminated with your presence, God, with your spirit, Jesus, with your wisdom through the man of the hour. He's my covering, he's my mentor, and he guides us in the scriptures and helps us to understand. We lean on one another in this ministry. We elucidate one another. Iron sharpens iron. Neither of us, none of us, claim to be holier than thou, Lord, but we definitely want to be striving forward to the perfection, Lord, of your excellency, God. That is our biggest and most profound desire, God, to be closer to you, to walk next to you, Lord, to talk to you in the midnight hours, God. So on this Friday night, God, Jesus, as we've been through this week, Lord, we ask that you wash off all the residue of the week, Lord, and clear our minds for the word that will be available, that will pour out of the heavenly realm, Lord, through the windows, God. Let it wash us clean, Lord. Let it wash the slate of us, God, so that we can receive the word from the man of the hour. It's in your son Jesus' name we ask you to speak through him, to him, so he can deliver the word to us. In your son Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. It's yours.
Amen. We thank God tonight. I thank God for my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and who is the head of our lives. And I thank God for how he has blessed us to come to another Bible study on this Friday evening. And I would like to say hello to everybody, because it is a blessing to know that we have people that are yet hungry for the word of God. Myself, I stay hungry for the word of God. Amen. I consume it every day, but I yet stay the more hungry for the word of God each and every day. You know, that's something that never gets old with me. But we're going to go ahead and get started in the Bible study. And this Bible study will be talking about the five wise and the five foolish virgins in the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 1 through 13, is where we will base our scriptures lesson on today. Excuse me. We will base our lesson from this passage of scripture, and we will have supporting scriptures as well that will be beneficial to the Bible study. And for you all that want to study more on your own time, I'm sure that you will once you start digging into the word of God. It's just like you can't get enough. You know, you have to dig a little bit deeper. That's where the real gold is at. Gold is not found on the surface most of the time. It's found underneath the surface. So we want to look a little bit underneath the surface and get you hungry enough to get you some gold fever tonight. Amen. And start looking deeper into the word of God, and it will always be a blessing to you. One of my mentors always said to me, to everyone that he taught, that the diligent is the one that receives the blessing. So we want to be diligent in studying the word of God. And I would like to say this also. These lessons that we give is very in-depth lessons when you really have time to do it the way that it is supposed to be sought out. But we're going to give some great pointers, as I always try to do, is give good pointers in the scripture and point you in the right direction, in a direction that you can get some good hermeneutics from and study the scriptures for yourself. You can teach a man how to fish, and he'll eat for a lifetime. But if you give him a fish, he'll eat for just that one day. So we want to give you something to teach you how to fish and how to look into the scriptures, how to parallel the scriptures, and how to draw your hermeneutics from what you have learned in the scripture. And we're going to get started tonight by looking in the book of Matthew, chapter 25. Verses 1 through 13, and I'm going to ask the apostle, if she will, to go ahead and read that base scripture for us tonight, 1 through 13.
Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. Afterward came also the other virgins, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch, therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh."
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So this is giving us a picture of two sets of virgins. One set is wise, the other set is foolish. And notice now how the parable that Jesus is putting to us tonight, or giving us tonight in the scripture, is definitely allowing us to know that there are some that is going to be left out. I don't want to be left out. I don't want you all to be left out. So we want to be wise. And that wisdom that we receive from the Word of God, and this is where we're going to go with this tonight, is showing you what this oil represents in the Scripture, and we're going to show you how it is so important to have our lamps trimmed and burning bright, because the days are coming, they're getting more and more darker as time goes on. Notice also that in this passage of scripture, it was at midnight that they had to arise and go forth to meet the bridegroom. So let us look first of all at how they arrived to this point. They all started out together, the 5 wise and the 5 foolish. They took oil. They both had oil in their vests, in their lamps. Now, the separation came where the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. So that gives a distinction right there. They had vessels along with the lamp. You can use the lamp when it has oil in it, but when it runs out, you need something else, somewhere else, to refill that lamp. And this is what the wise had. The foolish did not have a reserve to refill their lamps. So they didn't need the light in the daytime. But as it got on over in the nighttime, and normally in this time of the Jewish tradition, you know, everybody go to sleep after 6 o'clock in the afternoon, in the evening. We would call afternoon, evening. So when the darkness came, they were all slumbering and sleeping. But at midnight, there was a cry made, "Go ye out to meet him." So now they really needed the light.
Yeah.
They may have just gone and used their lamps, oil that they had in there, because they said, "Our lamps are gone out." That's a bad situation to have when you're trying to find your way through the dark. Amen.
Yes.
So these foolish virgins, they used their oil that they had, which reminds me of the parable of Matthew chapter 13. The sower went forth to sow, and because it didn't have much depth, They spring up, but the cares of the life and everything choked them out, and they soon faded away. Well, this is what is happening here also with these five foolish virgins. They made part of the trip. Okay. And this should be a note to us. We can't be shallow when it comes to the Word of God. We want to get as much of the Word in us as we can. In other words, pack it in, because you don't know what time you're going to need it, because it's not enough just to have the Word for today and just two or three verses of Scripture. No, it's time to pack it in. Believe me, sweethearts, the time is going to get really dark. We can see that on the horizon right now. And that's another thing that Jesus told his disciples concerning the times. And we want to touch that a little bit tonight, too. That one is so tasty, I don't want to look over that one. Learning about how to discern time. That one is real tasty. So I want us to get our taste buds ready for kind of knowing what we need to do as far as discerning the times. Notice now, these five wise and five foolish virgins, they might have looked the same. They had their whole agenda was the same. They was all headed in the same direction. They laid down together. They slept. They slumbered. And the separating point was when their lamps went out. Those five virgins that was wise, they rose and they trimmed their lamps. The foolish, they rose and they trimmed their lamps. But when it got time for them to move forward, the foolish said to the wise, "Give us of your oil, because our lamps are gone out." And the wise said unto the foolish, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves." Okay, right here, "Go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves." Notice now, this is at midnight.
Yes.
Especially in that day and time, what is open at midnight?
Mm-hmm.
So they were just out of, as we would put it, out of luck. But they were just out of sync with everything, because if when they went, the bridegroom came while they were going to try to find oil for their lamps. And that is a situation that neither of us need to be in, and neither of us want to be in that situation. We want to have a vessel that is filled with oil so that we can refuel at any time. And the Bible tells us also that we have these treasures, and that's how important the Word of God is. Paul writes it as being a treasure. We have these treasures in earthen vessels. That word vessel is again. We have these treasures in earthen vessels. So we want to use what God have given us, his word, and we want to be able to refuel when it is time to refuel. There are situations that will come up on us to where we're going to need a right now word from the Lord. And you don't have time to be trying to search it, honey. You need it to be hidden in your heart so that you can pull it up at any given moment. At that point, we're going there is a passage of scripture in the book of Psalms 119, verse 11, that says, "Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against thee."
Mm-hmm.
So we want that word hidden, not just on the surface, but we want it so deep that it is hidden in our hearts. But when you press a sponge, whatever is in that sponge is going to come out. So when we are pressed on every side in the walk of life that we have to go through,
here on earth, we want that word to come out of us and be able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or think according to the power that worketh it up. You see, because you have the word of God on your side to do what it is necessary to make it through the night. If you ever had a time where you wanted to call on the word of God, honey, please do so, because the word of God is what gives light to the ones that believe. And Jesus said again, these signs should follow them that believe. But we won't go into that one tonight. But you got to have the word of God, is my point. You need the word of God. Daily you need the word of God, because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So we are in times now, and some of our days right now are darker than we've ever remembered it in our lifetime. And some of the days that we're going through are getting darker as we go. You know, so we need to take notice of these things. These things are not progressively getting better in life. They are progressively getting worse. What does this mean? They are not progressively getting lighter. They're progressively getting darker. So we want to be able to see where we're going, what we're doing, and how to do it in the night. Because if you don't have the light, sweetheart, please, please get it now. Because when you have opportunity, when you don't need to be waiting to the last minute to try to get fueled up. Take in all of the word that you can. Treat it as a treasure, because you're going to need it. When the days get darker, they will get darker. They're on their way to getting darker. You need the treasure of the light of the word of God burning bright in your heart, you know. And it should be to the place to where we are able to give an answer, not only to ourselves, but an answer to every man that have need of it. We're going to look at another scripture here in a little bit, but I want to point this out. When we have the light of the word in us, the light of the God's word, it opens the door for the light to flood in. That's what the scripture is in Psalms 130, Psalms 119 and 130. Thy word, Lord, give entrance to light. And that word, entrance to light, means it opens up, it unfolds the light and give understanding to the simple. You know, the other word, the simple being foolish. Gives understanding to the simple. And everybody in our walks of life is not going to be on the same plane that we are. But when we speak the word of God, we want to speak it in a way to where they can understand it, they can grasp hold of it, and they can use it for their own benefit. You know, because it is not the will of God that any man should perish, but that everybody would come to repentance. So Psalms 119 is a loaded passage of scripture. That whole number of Psalms 119 is just completely loaded with everything in there concerning the precepts of God, the knowledge of God, the wisdom of God, the light of God, the word of God. If you want it, it's in there. And I wanted to make sure tonight that I exhort everyone to spend some time in Psalms 119 along with what we are reading tonight. Please do that. Please read Psalms 119. It's about 183 or 87 verses in there. The longest book in the chapter in the Bible. This is the longest one. So it have more verses in it than any other book in the Bible. Psalms 119. So please do some time in Psalms 119 And by doing so, you're going to also find out that there's a lot of other scriptures that's going to come to your mind as to how you can place these together. Okay, we went through Psalms 111 and for as a reference also. And also, let us look at the book of Matthew. I'm going to go back to Psalm, but look at the book of Matthew chapter 16 and verse number 1 through 3. I'm not through with Matthew 25 yet, but I'm going to look at this one.
The Pharisees also with the Sadducees came and tempting desired him that he would show them a sign from heaven. He answered and said unto them, when it is evening, ye say it will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And in the morning, it will be foul weather today, for the sky is red and lowering. O ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky, but can ye not discern the signs of the times?
Okay. This here is a very important scripture that will go along with Matthew chapter 25, simply because the time is very, very sensitive. Time is very, very necessary that we know and understand what time it is. You know, because everything is not going to continue to be the way that it is. Times change. And so we must change with the times. Okay.
Yes.
So at this time, it was coming up on midnight. They needed to have discerned it, that they was going to need oil. They were not going to have enough oil to make the trip. They should have discerned this. The foolish, I'm talking. They should have discerned this, but they did not. The wise notice prepared beforehand because they knew that there would be a time to where it was going to get dark on their journey. So they knew to take some oil along with them. That's why it is so important to not be so happy-go-lucky in life.
Yeah.
But take some time to discern your surroundings. Take some time to discern what is on the horizon. A lot of things that I'm going to go here, it's not popular to do it, but I'm going to go here. Watch your news sometimes. See what is unfolding. See how it's unfolding. See who it's unfolding through. See where it is in the process of time. And in doing so, find it in the scripture. Know what is going on in the scripture that will parallel with what is going on and playing out on everyday life scene. That's being wise. That's being spiritually discerning. That is knowing what time it is. That is knowing how to prepare yourself. That is knowing how to stay out of harm's way. Simply because the word of God have already placed whatever we need, whenever we need it, it's in there. When we search it out and spend time in the word, when things come up, you will say, oh, I read about that in the Bible. I read about that just yesterday or the day before. Simply because your mind will get sharper. And that's what Jesus is trying to tell these Pharisees and the Sadducees. You can discern the face of the sky. You can tell me what time it is on other planes, on other things, but you don't know the times that you're in. Many times they were told the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is at hand. They could not discern that. They could tell you the sky is red and loud, going to be fire weather. They could tell you that the wind's coming from the south is going to be heat, and so it is. They could tell you the clouds is coming out of the west, and it's going to be a shower, and so it is. But when the Son of Man came, playing into Matthew 25 again, when the Son of Man came, they could not discern who he was on the scene.
Yes.
So when the five wise and the five foolish virgins were stumbling through the night and the foolish didn't have any oil, the cry was put out. Just like the kingdom of God is at hand, the cry was put out. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. But they could not move forward. The foolish couldn't because they did not discern the time. They could not see that they were going to be out of oil. I hope that resonated, and I hope that point got across, you know, because we don't need to be fumbling in the dark. We need to know where we're going. Okay, we need to be able to discern it. And I'm going to share you another scripture real quick where we're going to find out that discerning is very key. It's very important that we understand how to look at what is going on around us and discern the times that we are living in. That's very important, simply because if we don't do this, we are just like the foolish. We don't know what to do. We don't know how to prepare. Prime example, when the COVID-19 hit, everybody caught off guard. All of a sudden, no toilet paper in the store anywhere. Hated to go there, but I'm going there. No paper of any kind in the stores. Grocery shelves emptied out because they were in a panic. But those that had prepared ahead of time didn't even have to leave their house.
Amen.
They didn't even have to go to the grocery store. They didn't have to go and go in those long lines of people fighting over a case of toilet paper. You see what I'm talking about? So it is wise when you start hearing that it is time to prepare. It's better to have and not need than to need and not
and
have.
Not have.
That is the
point
tonight. Be discerning. Be wise. Prepare yourself. A lot of people haphazardly spend away their life, monies, and stuff like that, but have not prepared their self for the day to meet the Lord. They have not prepared that. They have not prepared of how to do. They have not prepared the children. They have not prepared anything other than for themselves, you know. But you got to prepare not only for you, but the ones who are around you. And at least make the effort to keep them prepared. Hand it on down. Don't keep it to yourself. Don't be ashamed. Speak the word of God. Teach the word of God. Exhort them with the word of God. You see, because that is the only thing that's going to keep us in the days ahead. Okay. Psalms 119, again, I'm going to look at that. Psalms 119, and I believe it is 105. That word is a lamp.
It's a lamp unto my feet.
My feet.
Yes.
And a light unto my path. So we can see this building up real quick, very quickly, that the word is what gives the light. The word is what is hidden. The word is what needs to be unfolded. The word is what needs to be poured into the lamp to keep it burning bright. Okay, so in other words, you cannot make it without the word. The word, the trip got to be, you got an extended trip at the nighttime. You got an extended trip, and you're not going to go from the midnight into the marriage without the oil. The oil being the word of God. That is what illuminates man. You see, because God gives light through his word. The knowledge of God is the light of God. And this is what illuminates you to understand how to do, what to do, and when to do. Okay, I think we should be clear on that. We're going to look at a passage of scripture. Also, Esther. Chapter 1 and verse 13. We will look at Esther chapter 1 and verse 13. I'm trying to give as many scriptures as I can tonight because they'll be beneficial in your extended studies. I want to give as many as I can tonight concerning this particular lesson. Esther chapter 1, verse 13, Apostle.
Then the king said to the wise men, which knew the time, for so was the king's manner toward all that knew law and judgment.
Okay. He called the wise men. That word now, wise men that knew
the time.
So the times is very important in being wise as well. He called the wise men that knew the time, the ones that is able to discern, spiritually discern. Now, in their day and time, they had a lot of astrologers that was able to read the face of the sky, just as Jesus was telling those Sadducees and Pharisees. You can discern the face of the sky. Okay, so the king also knew that they could read the face of the sky and discern what time it is. Okay, we don't look to the stars to figure out what time it is. No, we do like Daniel did, and we call on the God of heaven who is able to reveal the secrets. Okay,
yeah.
So we want to call on God, not the stars. You know, a lot of people read they call them their lucky stars or whatever. No, we want to be able to call on God who can reveal mysteries because the times are changing. And that was a lesson also in the second chapter of the book of Daniel with King Nebuchadnezzar, having that dream.
Yeah.
Okay, we want to know that we are in the right time. We want to know what we're supposed to be doing in our time, how we are supposed to be moving forward in our time, because our time is changing. When we crossed over into 2020 last year, it's 2021 now, but when we crossed over into 2020, I don't know if anybody else could feel it, but I definitely could a shift in everything that was going on. I knew for some reason that the 2020 year was starting a different period. It was starting a different era of time. In other words, I believe that we are being ushered into another season that we have never had anything to do with it like we have ever had in our lifetime. This thing is going to come full force, I do believe. Okay, so it behooves me to search the scripture diligently, just as those wise men searched for Jesus for 2 years following his star. We are supposed to be searching his word diligently, seeking where he is, where he's coming, when he's coming. Okay, we don't know when he's coming. We don't know how he's coming, but we do know that he is on the way.
So
we don't want to be caught, as the old people used to say, with our works undone. No, we want to be wise.
Yeah.
We want to be able to get up and go meet the bridegroom when that cry is made. Okay. We went to Esther chapter 1, verse 13, and I think that's very notable for that passage of scripture to just be in there. You know, that's a kind of like a dig deeper type scripture. When you see something that looks kind of out of the ordinary, dig deeper. That's something in there that the Lord is trying to show us. Okay, so, and there again, it appeared again when Jesus was talking to his disciples and also the Pharisees and the Sadducees was around. And he was letting them know you could discern the face of the sky, but you can't discern the times that you're in. Okay, that's another passage I want to get to today also. St. John chapter 17 and also verse number 17 is very very unique passage of scripture in the prayer of Jesus. This is the prayer scripture, that whole 17th chapter of St. John is the prayer scripture that Jesus was given not only for himself, but he was mainly praying for his disciples that would be left here in the world. And he was asking God to protect them while they're in the world. You know, we want our protection around us, and thank God for his prayer from Jesus himself. Amen. So chapter 17, verse 17 of St. John.
Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth.
Okay. And verse 16, continue to read that. I mean, verse 18, not 16, 18.
As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world.
Okay. So sanctify them with thy truth. Okay. And the scripture says, thy word is
truth. Truth.
Mm. Okay. So to hear that word, word is again.
Yeah.
Sanctify them. Okay, we talk about the lamp being trimmed and burning bright. Okay, sanctify, trim that lamp up, make it burn bright. That's what that word sanctify means, to cut away, to set aside. Okay, make sure it's ready. Trim that lamp. Thy word is truth. The word is what brings the light on. Okay, now we're going to go to another passage of scripture to show you even more about how important the word of God is. And I often tell people, yeah, well, I got the word in me. And you hear that from a lot of people a lot of times. I got the word in me. I got the word. Oh, okay, sweetheart, you got the word in you. But I like to tell them this. You don't have it until you got it in your bones.
In the bones.
You know. Yeah. Yeah. When you get it into your bones, then you can tell me you got the word. And what do you mean, Brother Preacher, when you say you got it in your bones? I'm talking about when you get up, it's on your mind. When you get up, you're reading it. When you go through your day, you're in your word. When you lay down at night, you got to have the word before you go to sleep. You're uncomfortable if you don't have the word moving at every point in your life. You got to have the word, because then you're really, truly children of light then. Because the word will resonate through you, and you will be lit up just like a light bulb because of what's on the inside of you. You got to have the word. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the, mouth of God. People want to live their lives without the word of God. Wrong thing to do, sweetheart. Wrong mistake. You can't live your life without the word of God. You are in darkness then. You got to have the light on the inside. Okay, I'm going to go to chapter 23 of Proverbs and 23, the verse. Okay, Proverbs 23 and 23. Hallelujah.
Let me get there.
Okay. While you get in there, let me prep this a little bit more. You remember the wise told the foolish, we don't have enough oil for us and you, but go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. Okay.
Yes.
So now read chapter 23, verse 23 of Proverbs.
Okay. Buy the truth and sell it not. Also, with instruction and understanding.
Okay. Go through that a little bit slower, because I'm going to show you something. Buy
the truth and sell it not. Also, and instruction and understanding.
You see what all comes with that? Buy the truth. Thy word is truth, St. John 17 and 17. Sell it not.
Yeah.
And also wisdom. Talking about the wise now.
The truth is also one of our belts. It's the belt. It's part of our armor.
Yes. Having your loins girt about with truth. That's the word.
Yes.
The sword of the spirit. That's the word.
Yes.
Okay. And understanding. So you got to have what it takes. Buy the truth. Sell it not.
Sell
the
it
wise
not.
Did not sell the truth. They did not sell their oil. They told the foolish to go to them that sell it and buy for yourselves because we don't have enough for you. Let me break it down to you like this. When the rubber really meets the road, you won't have time to get on a Bible study. You won't have time to get in a Sunday school. You won't have time to try to read the scripture because
Amen.
The time is at hand. It
yes.
will already be too late because the cry had already been made. Go ye out to meet him. It had already
yes.
come. So you can't sell what you've got to try to help somebody else out then. Too late, honey. It's too late. But you got to do it while you have opportunity. While you hey, anybody been slacking off? Fess up to it. Gird up your loins.
Yes.
And Job was told by God, who is this that darken counsel by reason of understanding? Gird up your loins like a man and answer thou me. Where were you when the morning stars sang together? That's another thing concerning wisdom and time. Okay, we won't go into all of that tonight, though. That's another thing concerning wisdom and time. But we want you to be prepared. I can't stress it enough. Maybe you'll hear my voice somewhere down the line, but I can't stress it enough that we need to be prepared in the Word. We
yes.
spend too much time out of the Word. Not in the Word, but out of the Word. Don't you know that this is our way of life? Itself, we have so much
yep.
stuff cluttered in our lives to where we don't have enough time
yes.
for the Word of God. We need to change that picture. I'm not just teaching tonight. I'm trying to reach somebody. You know, I want to reach, not just teach. I want to reach somebody and let you know, don't leave the most important thing out of your life, the Word of God. The Word of God will stand against the forces of evil. The Word of God will open doors that could never, ever be opened by anything else. The Word of God could give you a sleep at night that sleeps better than any night you've ever had. You can buy a $10,000 mattress, honey. But if you don't have peace of mind, that like the Word says, you still can't go to sleep on that $10,000 mattress. But when you got the Word of God as a peacekeeper, hallelujah, you can lay down on a stack of hay and go to sleep under the stars. I'm trying to tell you, you need the Word of God more
yes.
than anything else. You, hey, the bread of life, the Word of God, man should not live by bread alone. Jesus, that goes deeper than just something to eat now. Don't take it like that. It goes further than something to eat. The Word of God can heal sick bodies. The Word of God is what raised the dead. The Word of God is what bring wayward children back home. The Word of God is what turns spouses around. The Word of God is what opens the heart that can never be opened by anything else. We need the Word of God, and we can be using it wisely as these five wise virgins did and say, not so. You got to go to those that sell it and buy for yourself. So don't miss your
yes.
opportunity. Do not miss your opportunity to buy the truth, buy it good, buy a supply of it, keep a reserve of it and sell it not. How many have sold out?
Yeah.
Huh? And don't have enough to make the journey. No, you got to have the work. Okay. I'm going to leave that alone. I'm going to move on to another thing. That word truth is when the word itself and the deed of the word becomes one. That's what truth is. When the word and the deed becomes one. Okay. So, preacher, I need you to clarify time for me. What is time? Okay. Time is the indefinite, continued progress of events when you look at it as a whole. Now, only God can see the whole picture of time. We can only see segments of it. But God can see everything at one time. He can see yesterday, he can see today, and he can see tomorrow, all at one time. So we have to go to him. The wise always seek God's counsel and God's wisdom, his knowledge, and his understanding, so that we can move from one day to the next. We can't see what's going on tomorrow, but the Lord knows what's going on tomorrow. We sing a song a lot of times, and we have a lot of cliches. I don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know who holds tomorrow. Well, that is so true. But we're supposed to seek his knowledge, his wisdom, and his understanding, so no surprises come upon us. And when you seek it with a pure heart and a clean heart, honey, the Lord will show you what's coming down the pike. Even if you have to show it to you in a dream or a vision, he's going to show it to you. He's not going to let you be caught off guard. He will give you a word in the middle of the night and wake you up out of a dead sleep to show you that it's something that you need to look into, something that you need to be aware of. This is being wise. When you study the word of God, it opens up all possibilities. Did you all hear that? When you study and stay in the word of God, it opens up all avenues and possibilities so that you don't get caught without any oil. Bless the name of God. Hallelujah. Okay. Let's see where I'm at. I've lost my place. Lost my place here. Okay. We were dealing with the word truth. And I've got one more thing. I've got one more thing that I really want to get to. And then I'm going to give it to Pastor Bowman and let her talk about that. Okay. Actually, it's concerning the vessel itself. And the vessel in that time was a hollow vessel that you had to put oil in or water or some liquid. And it could be used for grain or something of that nature, but it was something that could hold whatever you put in it without it wasting out. Okay, this is what the vessel was. So we don't want to do like the sword that went forth to sow. We don't want to be the seed that fell on stony ground. We don't want to be the seed that fell on no ground of good soil or ground that didn't have much depth to it. No, we want to have our vessels ready to receive the word of God. And when we put that word in a vessel that is ready to receive it, it can do us a whole lot of good. We don't want to wait till it's the last minute to call on the word of God. We don't want to, you know, people make a lot of mistakes a lot of time by waiting to the last minute to pray. They want to wait till something happens before they pray. No, that's the wrong thing. It should be forever present on our lips. We should have a prayer in our heart and on our mouth at all times. And when we do it that way, it's not hard for the Word of God to be incorporated into our prayer life. In other words, the praying and the Word of God goes together. If you really want something to happen, pray the Word of God. When you pray the Word of God, you can move mountains when you pray the Word. But why? Because God will honor His Word no matter what it is, no matter how it's looking for you, no matter how it's looking to you. When you pray the Word of God, that's why it's so important to get in the Word. Know where to go to find a scripture in the Word. Pull that scripture out and pray that scripture. A lot of people love to pray the 23rd Psalm, which is a beautiful passage of scripture, and many people have used it for their healing, for their directions in life when they seem like they have lost their way. They can pull that 23rd Psalm out and just recite it as a prayer, and just that act of obedience of doing that will open doors that they did not know could be opened. Thy word, O Lord, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Psalms 119 and 105. I love that passage. Psalms 119 and 105. That word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against it. That's big and deep. That's Psalm 111 and 119 and 11. Praise God. So that's, I wanted to go ahead and get that in. And we want to give this now to Apostle Bowman, and she will finish it up. Let us say amen for her. Amen.
Amen for the word. Amen for the lesson. Amen for the teaching. And I love Psalms 119 because it is power-packed with quite a few verses that will edify the spirit, that requires us to look a little closer, a lot deeper. And we will need that right now as we have been discussing the ensuing all year, really, getting closer with God and making time because this is the time to be wise and be prepared. As he was speaking earlier about basically what we term the gifts of visions and dreams and prophetic anointing, I stress so highly. Everyone won't get the same gift or the same ability in certain gifts. But you want to culminate these gifts. And when he was referring to the vessel, which we saw with the five foolish and the five wise, when you're referring to the vessel, earthen vessel that God has given us for us to clean it. Now, when we start sanctifying this vessel, we have to do it daily. Mm-hmm. As he was saying, getting it in your bones. You get up every day and have some time with God. You get up every day and read some scripture, but go deeper than that. Get your vessel continuously sanctified, repent, pray to the Lord, get your slate clean, command your day so that you're not ambushed by the will of Satan, because most of you know, by the time you get up, get in your car, and get to work, somebody done let out a demon. Come on now. Somebody done conjured up something. Somebody got a conspiracy going on. But you know, when you stay before God, things don't surprise you, and you don't walk around with your head off because you're wise. Because most of the time, while they conjuring up and digging deep and conspiring, you've already had an inkling about it.
Yes.
It didn't just sneak all the way on you. So Matthew 25, learning what the truth is, preparing ourselves for the truth, staying close to God in this hour, reviewing 119 in Psalms. Proverbs is excellent for a lot of wisdom for this hour and time of 2021. We haven't seen anything yet. As I asked Mother Collins, do you have anything this evening that you want to comment on or anything you want to say?
Just enjoying the word very much. It was real good. I'm getting it in my bones.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, man,
you know,
get it in your phone.
Yes. We're going to be able to throw a dead body on it like Elijah. You all enjoy the word. Anybody got a comment?
Okay. I got a comment, Minister Baldwin.
Go ahead, Elder.
All right.
Preach now.
I first want to thank Reverend Banks for what he said tonight. It really
okay.
touched me.
God
but
bless
anyway,
you.
This is what I want to read from Romans.
Okay.
Romans 12. Dedicate your lives to God. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you represent your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable
mm-hmm.
service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and corruptible and perfect will of God.
Yes. Yeah.
That's it.
Yes.
Amen.
The
amen. Yes.
Amen.
That's it.
All right.
I really enjoyed everything like I always do, and I really appreciate Pastor Marsh Bank and Minister Bowman.
Love you,
I enjoy listening to you.
Amen.
Amen.
All
amen.
Right.
Love you, my.
Pastor Marchbanks?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I just want to say that, as always, you did a marvelous job. I'm just starting to wonder when we're going to start opening the doors of the church. Every time we get in, that's what I feel like. Yeah, I wanted to say that. That's what I feel like. That's what a wonderful job you do, for real.
Right.
And, I mean, I love being wise and not foolish this season. I mean, like y'all was saying, that no one likes to be ambushed. No one likes to be caught off guard. And, I mean, also we need to be the when we carrying the word around, when we're walking around, we need to use that word practically and habitual and personally. Sometimes some people know the word, but then they don't apply it to their life.
Right.
And anyone that's listening, don't be like me, because I was driving once before being foolish, knowing that I needed windshield wipers. When it started raining, all of a sudden pouring down, I like to have a heart attack. And so don't be foolish like I was. But I mean, that just was an example. And I had to pull over real quick. I was caught off guard, and we don't want to be like that. So we got to get ourselves together before it's everlasting too late. And that's all I want to say. Like, once again, enjoy everything.
Beautiful analogy. Yes.
Hey, man.
Beautiful analogy. Thank you. Thank you, brothers. Yeah, Mother, thank you all. Yes, praise God.
Andrea?
That's what we want to do. Yes.
Is this Andrea, honey? I don't know the number.
This is honey.
Hey, honey.
Hey, ladies, how are you this evening?
Honey.
I need to get y'all
numbers
straight.
I'm doing well, thanks. Andrea may be on here, too. I don't know.
You got a comment, honey, or anything you want to say about the lesson today?
Oh, it was wonderful, and I always appreciate, you know, the Word of God, the truth of God's Word, always. And I never want to negate who I am in Christ, even when evil comes against me.
Praise God.
Amen, honey. And I'm still got you listed. I know we'll talk later about about Carol and how she's doing, and your brother, and we still have the enlisted in her battle with her health. So I know you get the word of God, and you have to have it when you're dealing with being a caregiver for somebody. We love you. We hope and pray your light continues to shine there in that endeavor. Okay.
Thank you. I'll be glad when I can use my gift again at the nursing home. That's all.
I know that. But I tell you what, because before we get on sometime, I'll usually have some theme song playing. If your hand is able one day, we're going to let you give us a little intro before we go into the Word of God, okay? We'll discuss it. We'll get that appointment made up, okay?
Beautiful.
Yes, we'll talk about
it. She got stage fright. Oh, goodness. Okay. We're going to get ready to get offline. We want to be mindful of all the people we have on our prayer altar here, and also those that we're still distributing holy water to. Lord knows we've been drinking it up, and I know my mom had her some, and my brothers, and quite a few other people. We're just keeping ourselves and our vessels cleansed symbolically, and just partaking in the anointing of the Lord. As we get ready to go, Pastor, would you pray us out of here, please?
Yes, yes. Father God, we thank you in the name of your Son, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for everyone that is associated tonight with this Bible study and those that are far off. We thank you, Lord. In the name of your Son, Jesus, God, we ask that you would just bless, continue to keep your loving arms around us and keep us to be wise and not foolish. In the name of Jesus, help us to understand and to go forward in your day, admonishing others to look into your word, to read your word, and to be a part of your word in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask that you would bless ones that are sick, the ones that are shut in, the ones that are incarcerated, God. Speak a word to them in the name of Jesus. And we give your name the praise, we give you the honor, and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, thank God, and amen.
Amen. And everyone have a good night. And you have been listening to Waters of Everlasting Life Bible Study.